going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise.
To wake on up,
wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
Kung Hu Lee trying to keep the Giants alive and get Chapman a shot. Jung-Hoo, big chopper to second, and that is going to do it. Tommy Canley, the hero for the Tigers today. And the final score, Tigers finish off a three-game sweep of the Giants, 4-3.
Our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, Dave Fleming on the call there for NBC Sports Bay Area. Five runs is all the Giants could muster in this three-game series in Detroit, as you heard there. They get swept against not just the American League best, baseball's best. 37-20, the Detroit Tigers improved to. Giants fall to 31-25 on the season. 14-16 on the road now, Joe. As I say, good morning to you and all those lovely people just getting off work and ready for work. Getting ready for finals. If you're done with finals, if you're done with school, congratulations. If you're celebrating summer vacation now, shouts out to you. You can hit us up at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. And as always, you can find us on the free Odyssey app as well. We got a lot to get into with the Giants. We have one team that has advanced to the NBA Finals, that being the Oklahoma City Thunder, as they take out the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday in five games. It wasn't even a game. It was over after the first quarter, where the T-Wolves couldn't even score 10 points. But sticking with the orange and black, Joe, what we've been talking about, the bats, situational hitting, executing, errors, just the little things that end up biting you that you can't do against, obviously, the best in the American League. You just can't do that against a team like the Tigers and expect to get away with it. You can't.
Well, look, this team desperately needs to find a way to get a big hit. And Ramos came through yesterday with a big hit early in the game.
Three of them.
You know, you get the big fly from him and you're feeling great. And then Randy Rodriguez has to put out a giant, you know, firestorm and ends up being basically a couple of pitches short in that inning. And within that inning, you obviously had the Matt Chapman error, which was huge. Now, Matt finally getting the bat going. But there is a conversation about a guy who's as elite as he is defensively. He's got seven errors already this year. And that's a play, although at a tougher one, is a routine play for a guy of his stature. And not only did you have that play, you had a catcher running first to third, and Yaz misplaying a ball and then not being able to throw that guy out. And Yaz is usually a very sure-handed outfielder with, I believe, a pretty solid arm. And for them to not have that moment right there, they just couldn't get out of that inning. And, you know, I do want to start here. I listened to Mark Willard yesterday kind of explain that he was very frustrated with why they were bunting in that situation in the eighth inning. And let me paint the picture for you. It's the eighth inning. Willie Adames gets on. And then a little flare by Lamont Wade Jr. And Adames goes first to third very aggressively on this kind of like fly ball that just drops in, a Texas leaguer, if you will. And it was a smart, aggressive play by Adames to read that ball was dropping and be able to go first to third on that play and put pressure on the team with no outs. They throw to third. Lamont Wade Jr. smartly takes second base on like a runner in difference, if you will. And now you got second and third with no outs. And you got Sam Huff, who had been in the game at catcher, coming up.
Huff Daddy.
So it's, you're down one, 4-3, eighth inning. You've got some options here. Do I pinch hit the catcher with another catcher and then just plug that guy in Patrick Bailey? Do I pinch hit Tyler Fitzgerald in that situation, knowing my second baseman is coming up next in Christian Koss after the catcher? Do I go Casey Schmidt, who recently got called up and has had a hit in just about every game but the one that he played in the other day? Or do I go to Luis Matos, who is mired in an 0-for-18 and is 3-for-21 as a pinch hitter this year with an 0.91 at-bat batting average with runners in scoring position? So let's just cross Luis Matos right off. They go to Bailey in that situation. Now, Bailey's scuffling himself. Huff had a hit in this game. A little surprising. They bring in a new pitcher, their closer. He's a changeup guy. First pitch, Bailey flies one out. Not deep enough. He doesn't drive it. It's a low pitch. I don't even know if he's trying to pull it. I don't know what he's doing. But he flares one out to left field, and they don't get it out deep enough.
First pitch. Can see just one?
First
two,
pitch.
Three. Right.
Now, look, we could argue about who was the guy he should have gone to right there, Bob Melvin, which I'm here for that baseball conversation. But Patrick Bailey, new pitcher. What do you tell any age kid? Any age kid. Now, I'm not sure what the scouting report said for them. Like, you jump on this guy early in the count. It's situational baseball. Second and third, new pitcher late in the game. Take a pitch. Or at least get one that's up that you can drive, not one that's low that you're flailing at outside the zone. So I put that one on Bailey.
He's batting 174. 174. So, like, there's part of me that understands, as you alluded to, the aggressive mindset of a guy like Patrick Bailey. You're in a huge slump. You've been slumping all season. You've been awful offensively. So you're trying to muster up anything. But in that scenario, runners on second and third, and you just need to look to tie the game with either five. Look for your pitch. Look for your pitch.
It could not have been away in the dirt, outside the zone, flailing at it like it's a tennis racket.
And I always think of catchers as they should be anyways, considering this is part of their whole process defensively. Like, they should be more patient at the plate. They should know and understand what it takes to go through the motions there, especially with a new pitcher. And you gave him an out right there. And then you shifted him to, I don't know what his confidence was going to be. Maybe he was going to miss the play. I don't know. But then Canley, he just keeps going. Two innings pitch, zero runs, zero hits, two Ks, night-night, see you later.
So the next at-bat, now you got one out, okay, second and third. Baseball is very situational, right? It's all about executing in the situations. It's second and third. Christian Koss is coming up, all right? Christian Koss is your backup second baseman, if you will, in this particular one. Now, he's coming into this at-bat 0-for-3.
With three strikeouts.
With three strikeouts, yeah. Which I think matters in this situation. Now, you're giving Fitz a day off, right? And Fitz has been a pretty good player. He's done a good job of bat to ball. Now, the whole lineup strikes out more than I want, just in general. But maybe you go to Fitz in that situation. Maybe you go to Casey Schmidt in that situation. You know, Casey, again, if you look at his game logs, he's had a hit in two of the last three games that he's played in since coming back to the big league club.
He's made contact, which is more than I could say for Koss, who was, again, 0-for-3 prior to that at bat with three strikeouts.
And so, on the first pitch, Christian Koss squares up, and not like a suicide, meaning a suicide is where the runner's already breaking,
right,
and he's just assuming that you're going to get that bunt down. Adames is kind of like taking a secondary lead, and he's ready to go once the ball is on the ground. So we deem that a safety squeeze. Now I'm getting into the minutiae of what the different situations
sure
are. The first baseman is late to crash, but then comes flying in. The third baseman is in on the grass, but not as deep. It looked like Koss is trying to bunt down the first baseline. Now, Is that a sound strategy? Do you like that? Do you love it? What did you think when you saw that first pitch?
Well, I thought it was a desperate move for a desperate team right now. Offensively, that's what they are. Like, you can say like that, that's Little League stuff. That's just, it was like, yeah, well, offensively, the Giants kind of are Little League right now. Actually, I trust a Little League World Series team more than the Giants bats right now. Where's my Hawaii team at? They're always hitting.
I know.
Maybe they can learn a thing or two. And like that, yes, that was a desperate move because it's a desperate offense right now.
And look, the one pitch in, I'm thinking to myself, well, this is kind of what they've been doing all year. They've played small ball all year long, and I'm going to be the first to admit it. I've loved it,
yeah.
And I think it's worked more times than it hasn't.
I think they've needed to.
I agree. Like, now, let me peel it back before I get to the end of this at-bat. The inning prior, Ramos got on. He was doing a hit and run when Wilmer Flores grounded out into a double play. So in this own game, they were doing situational, what I call small ball stuff, that is throwback, that I appreciate, that is old school ball. So they were already trying to get guys in motion and get them moving. And, you know, Adamas going first to third, how many times have we been screaming about this team over the last 4 years,
right,
and their inability to take the extra bag?
So I love the aggressive mindset there.
Me too. So now it's the second pitch of the Kristen Koss at-bat, and he goes to bunt it down the third baseline, I believe. That's what it looked like to me. Again, more of a safety squeeze. Now, the reason why I like that one, situationally going down the third baseline, the first baseman now is way up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking way up, and it's an easier throw for him to go from that little like slot in between the pitcher's mound, first base, and home, throw home and get that tag on Adamas. Again, it's not a suicide. It's a safety squeeze. Now, people can say, no, it's the modern era. You swing away in that. I mean, once you got Kristen Koss one pitch in, you're sticking with him as the at-bat there.
Right.
And this is a guy who, like you said, how many strikeouts up into this point?
Three.
Okay. So they go to bunt down the left field line, down the third baseline. It goes foul. Now it's two strikes. They go to a zoomed wide angle to show you where the first baseman is in relation to the plate and how tight he is. And Kristen Koss strikes out on three pitches, a ball in the dirt, not even close. They throw to first. The pitcher smartly is backing up home in case, right, Adamas takes off. Detroit played perfect defensive baseball within that inning after it was second and third.
Right.
In between pitches, little subtleties. That's what a playoff team looks like. And then you get Yaz up there, who's scuffling right now, and Yaz grounds one out to the first baseman, and you're out of the inning. And I'm listening to Mark Wood, and look, I'm giving him credit on this. Like, Mark has stayed pretty consistent in his beliefs.
I actually have the cut. Shout out Sam Lovin for finding it. This was Mark Willard on with Willard and Dibs yesterday, and you can find that on the Odyssey app or on YouTube, which we are streaming on right now, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Mark Willard, Mrs. Farhan?
Today was the first day I wanted Farhan back.
Whoa.
We're crying out loud. Give me some analytics around
here.
We're bunting? We're bunting. With runners at second and third in the eighth, down by one. We're bunting. A fly ball ties the game.
Right.
I can't. And that was that. They told them themselves. They held a sign up and said, we have multiple non-major leaguers in our dugout, right?
Yes.
No,
I agree with. He's right.
Yes.
He's right. Like, Luis Matos right now, we had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? I said, you know what? He's probably not a big leaguer. Yes. I would probably bring up Marco Luciano, who, again, I'm admitting, I'm not sure he's a big leaguer either.
Who started first base, I want to say, yesterday, Marco, for the first time at AAA.
You doing the Brian Windhorst with the fingers up?
What does that mean?
Yeah. No, but like, Luis Matos, again, I want to let everyone know. So, like, if you're saying, why weren't they pinch hitting Luis Matos? He was 0-18. Had they gone to him, he would have been heading into that bat, 0-18. Now, with runners in scoring position this year, Luis Matos, 0-91. LJ has a better batting average than this guy in the bigs.
Listen, if we're going to do a comp, it's like going from like Kevin Knox to Braxton Key. All right? Like, come on,
yeah,
guys.
Like,
what are we doing?
Why didn't you
go to Kevin Knox? Why didn't you go to Pat Spencer you could have gone there?
I'm not mad at Mark here. Like, I'm not mad at him in terms of you're telling on yourself that you have multiple non-big leaguers. He is correct. He is correct in that sense. Now, where I would differ with him, I actually didn't mind the bunt. Now, I would love to hear people on both sides of this. Did you think bunting in that situation was the right situation, the decision from Bob Melvin? Should they have pinched in a different guy? I would have said, look, I'm open to seeing Casey Schmidt, who could play second base the next inning. Well, what about Tyler Fitzgerald? Did anyone ask Bob Melvin in postgame?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know Tyler didn't play today. Was there a reason why he didn't? Do you know more about his health or his status? Why did he have the full day off? Why did you go with Christian Kost in that situation?
That's a great question.
I don't have the answer.
I don't have the answer either. I'm looking to see if he talked about it post-game. I'm not seeing it anywhere. But we'll effort that.
But I'm not mad at them bunting because you know why, Joe? I want to stay consistent here. Bunting has been a sound strategy via the sacrifice to advance a runner for them and then asking the next guy to come through and execute and do their job. It has worked time and time. Just the other day, they took the lead in a game where Ramos got a base hit. They bunted him over to second, and then Bailey, who failed originally, was second and third in this situation. Bailey got a base hit that drove in that run. That was small ball, situational baseball, which I appreciated. In this one, you're right, Mark. They have multiple guys who aren't big leaguers. Christian Kost is probably not a big leaguer. And I like the guy. It's a great story. Probably not a big leaguer. You know who also is probably not a big leaguer? Probably Brett Wisely, who's in the minor leagues, who you would bring up for him. You know who else is probably not a big leaguer right now? Luis Matos. Again, mired in an over 18 slump right now. Okay? Can't play defense. That's the other thing. Like, Matos cannot play defense in left field. Now, Fitz, Casey Schmidt. I agree with him. I would have pinch hit in that situation for one of those two guys. I get why Giants fans are losing their minds. And we've got some conversation that we're going to get to in about 30 minutes regarding the Giants. They need something, a shakeup. They need a shakeup. You know, Chapman had a big day at the plate, but he had a big error. You know, Adamas had a bigger day at the plate. But situationally, this team right now is
not good enough to overcome multiple gaffes defensively. That's why they have to play a Bailey behind the plate. That's why they have to play, you know, Mike Yastrzemski in right field nine times out of ten. They can ill afford defensive mistakes. And Detroit, in the three-game sweep, played flawless defense.
888-957-9570 is the number. We can talk some Giants baseball. We'll get to some basketball. Maybe even get to some football at some point. OTAs are today down in Santa Clara. We'll see Christian McCaffrey. At least the media will see him for the first time in person, see him practice, see what his status is like, how he looks. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Giants get swept in Detroit. All they can muster up in three games is five runs.
That's
not good enough.
That's incredible.
Well, by the way, you were mentioning Matt Chapman and Willie Adames. It's great. Matt had a good day at the plate, but again, the error cost them the game, basically.
It did.
He has seven errors. Willie Adames has eight.
I know.
They've combined for 15 errors, Joe. That's two players that you should be able to rely on defensively that are in the top 10 in errors this season.
And although Ramos has made plays in left, he's been an adventure.
Yes.
And then Matos, watch the game the other day. Matos cost them a run in that game for Hayden Birdsong. Like, Matos is an adventure, doesn't even begin to describe him defensively.
No, it's not fun right now for the San Francisco Giants. And just to watch him because, listen, we were gassing up this team last couple days that people should be getting excited about them. Now, it's a long season. We're going to live and die from every single game. But it just goes to show in a series like this, the best potentially against maybe just solid or average. And the Giants might just be a solid to average team. And when you go up against the best, that's what the best looks like in Detroit. And they might do that. Like, hell, Detroit might do that to a lot of teams. We had Chris Rose on yesterday.
I'm a believer in Detroit.
Yes, yes. Chris Rose yesterday, John Boy Media, obviously NFL Network, knows his stuff with baseball and football. But talking about baseball yesterday, he's like, yeah, the Tigers might win 100 games. They're that good.
It's crazy,
they got the best pitcher easily in baseball.
Yeah. You didn't even see in this series.
No, you didn't even see him. And he was coming off like a 10-strikeout, 9-inning game. Like, he was incredible.
He threw the fastest ball in the 9th inning since Verlander, however many years
ago. He threw a Maddox, right? That's what they call it, whatever. It's under a certain amount of pitches, 85 pitches, something
it's
like
incredible.
That. He was incredible. You didn't even see that guy.
I mean, the bucket, John Brebbia came into that game late.
Well, we didn't even get into the best part of that game yesterday, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even get to the best part.
I've never seen that. Have you ever seen that?
The groundskeeper, like, tearing an ACL or what?
All of a sudden, the groundskeeper's on the ground. The camera goes to him, and I'm like, did this guy just suffer a Willis McGahee injury raking?
Well,
and then the next thing you know, he's flipping the camera off.
He's flipping the bird.
And I don't know if he's flipping off someone who's beyond the camera, not in focus, not in the shot. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
And then you got like the Giants or Tigers employee. I don't know which one because it was wearing orange and both of these were orange. He just grabs his hand and he's flipping the bird and puts it down. Like, dude, what are you doing? You're going
to
get fired.
He was holding it up for like a couple seconds.
I've never seen that
for a while before he put that
Dave
finger Fleming down too.
On the program for NBC Sports Bay Area. Was like, well, can't do that. As they pan away, it was only Dave can say it like that.
The series started with a squirrel running out onto the field and then following the squirrel. And it ended with the grounds crew keeper on the ground, flipping off the camera, and Mark Willard opining for Farhan Zaidi era back.
There you go.
But here's, look, I get Mark.
So it was an exciting game is what you're telling me.
It was. Like, you know why? Because it's a good litmus test. It's you don't get many of these in a baseball season. Like, I'm not saying that this was the end-all be-all, and I'm not losing my mind over it, but Detroit is a very good team. Now, I don't think many people around the country are like, the Detroit Tigers are going to win the World Series. They can barely name a player, okay? Scooble is slowly becoming a household name.
He's still, like, you say Scooble, huh? Scooby Snacks?
A lot of people don't know. And by the way, he has ties to Fairfield. You know, but long story short, that was a good litmus test for the Giants. And they came up short. And I think a lot of their flaws are now being highlighted when you lose tight ball games like this, and it feels like you just can't get the big hit.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco. Nick and Berkeley, I'll see you. We'll get to the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants now heading to Miami to take on the Marlins, who are not very good. I think they're like 10 games under 500. So talking about must-win series in May, feels like this is as close as it can be to a must-win series. Because you know who you got after that? The Padres.
Well, you know what this is.
Oh, what is it?
It's a Gabe Kapler revenge series.
Can we get Cap on, Sam? One of these next 2 days? Thumbs down. Damn, he's probably enjoying those Cubanos and talking about it. I love the ham.
Dude, they need this day off so bad.
They
just do. As a team to kind of wash away. Everyone go to the beach. I want everyone to go to the beach.
Last time a Bay Area franchise had a day off in Miami, they got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah,
in the game after.
Don't play dominoes.
The Giants can play some dominoes.
There you go.
Leave me to the job.
The guests are you, the people today, as all guests on 95.7
The Game. I'm defending Bob Melvin on the bunt.
Guest line.
Sorry, I'm going to defend Bob Melvin on the bunt, all right? But I would have pinch hit someone else in that situation at second base, knowing that they could have gone in and played second base. Well, who's with me?
We'll pick this up on the other side. You're defending Bob Melvin. I got someone else I'm going to defend at some point today. Anthony Edwards I'm going to defend because he's getting ripped for some of the comments he made as the Timberwolves bowed out. We'll get to that at some point. And that's what's coming up next, brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
Again, the inning before the whole bunt thing in the eighth, he got a hit, his third knock of the day. And then Wilmer's up. And to me, it was a hit and run. It looked like a hit and run. He's moving on the play late. And Wilmer just grounded it right to the second baseman who's playing up the middle in that situation. And it was a bang-bang double play. And that is the brand of ball that Bob Melvin wants to play. And I've been loving it this year. So, look, there's going to be games where it giveth, and there's going to be games where it taketh away. And I think in the game, in the eighth inning, it took away because Bailey didn't execute. He didn't hit a fly ball deep enough. He didn't take a pitch. He didn't drive anything. And then Christian Koss, now I'm here for the I would have pinch hit him. I'm here for that discussion. But I'm okay with if you're going to stick with Christian Koss, bunting him there. So I will defend Bob Melvin. I think he's been really good this year.
888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. Giants muster up just 5 runs in a sweep in Detroit as the Tigers continue their onslaught here. Best record in baseball currently as the Giants now head to South Beach to take on a poor Marlins squad. I think they've been poor for most of my life, basically since they've won a World Series.
One of the few sellers.
Yeah, right.
They might be a seller. So this is a team, like if you're a Giants fan, you're watching this weekend, you know, Sandy Alcantara, I've heard it pronounced so many different ways, but he's kind of their prize piece pitcher.
I think that was a good pronunciation.
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced like 2 or 3 different ways, but he's probably the guy that's going to get dealt. He's got another year of team control. I don't think they need a pitcher, though, the Giants.
I don't think pitching is the problem right now for them. It's not. It's offense, which, again, we talked to Chris Rose yesterday. It's a down market for that, and there's going to be a lot of people, and I referenced that to you, both of you guys yesterday. I was like, yeah, because of that third wild card spot, if you're just a couple games out of 500 one way or the other, you're going to be in on a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of these other teams might have better assets than you. Not to say the Giants don't have any assets in the farm system. It's just going to be very difficult if you're looking for that one big bopper in the lineup. I don't know if that's going to be out there. I just don't. Nick in Berkeley wants to join
the conversation, though.
He's been hanging on tight. 888-957-9570. Nick, good morning. What you got on the Giants offense right now?
Man, check it out. Y'all don't even get no batting practice. So here's what we're going to do. Since there's no batting practice, y'all got the day off. We're about to spend a day. We're not going to waste our energy in the sun. We're going to watch game film of other pitchers and their tendencies since y'all don't know what the hell is going on. Secondly, if you're going to put somebody into bunt, make sure it's a speedster. Don't put no slow, lethargic cat up in there or some cat like the buffoon that went up there and popped up on the first pitch against a pitcher that throws changeups, man. Like, I mean, you know, little kids, even on T-ball, know not to swing at the first pitch. It's ridiculous, man. Come on, man. You go swing for the downs and pop the ball straight up. That's just ridiculous mental approach at the plate. And also, what do you mean these cats can't play defense? If you can't play defense, why are you in the pros? That's part of the game. Like, it's a big part of the game. Defense wins championships, man. Great plays. Like, man, Ozzie Smith would have a comment about not being able to play defense. I'll tell you that right now. And the Giants need to get, you know, buck up. And you don't deserve no batting practice because y'all ain't hitting anyways. You know, come on, Pat. Pat the Cat, make him run some poles and get him out there and piss him off.
Are you talking about Pat Burrell, man, and
no batting practice for y'all.
You're talking about Pat Burrell?
Or Patrick Bailey.
I've seen a lot of chatter about firing the hitting coach. And look, this is just my prerogative, okay?
Bobby Brown.
This is just my prerogative on this. Like, I work with a lot of kids in coaching, and I don't pretend to be Bonds. I don't pretend, and I'm talking about Bobby Bonds, who was the hitting coach of the Giants for a long time.
Or Barry.
I don't pretend to be Barry. I don't pretend to be Pat Burrell. Pat Burrell, I watched him as a Bellarmine Bell come to Reardon when they just really designed the field and hit 3 home runs over the Snack Mart of right field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pat Burrell has known how to hit since he was coming out the crib.
Yes.
All right. That being said, he can't take at bats for them.
Yeah.
All right. we can work on, you know, what to look for. We can work on tweaking your stance. We can work on pitch selection, stride,
move
how
up,
you deliver the bat.
Move up in the box, move back in the box.
Exactly. So
choke up, choke down.
Yeah. I find blaming the hitting coach, to me, is a wasted exercise. And, okay, so you want to blame him. Okay, does he get credit for Wilmer Flores?
Mm.
Does he get credit? I'm having like a real conversation.
Yeah.
Does he get credit for Elliot Ramos? Right? Guys that are playing well. What about Tyler Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, Matt Chapman's been in the bigs long enough. I don't think Pat Burrell is making or breaking Matt Chapman. Can he help and tweak? And of course, can he refine? Of course. Like, sometimes guys are just searching. Sometimes it's mental. Sometimes it is physical and I've got an injury or whatever. Sometimes you're just streaky. That's baseball. And so I get why everyone's mad at Pat Burrell, the hitting coach. But let's, again, does somebody think that a different hitting coach is going to make Luis Matos a 300 hitter?
Listen, I don't think there's a fix on this team right now that's going to make Giants fans happy. I don't think it's going to come within the organization at this point, whether it's through a firing, whether it's through a demotion, whether it's through a promotion for the minor leagues. The answer is not on this team right now or in this organization at this point.
What do you mean by answer? What's the question you're asking?
Well, the answer for me right now is clearly they need more offense.
Yes.
I need someone
that
an opposing pitcher fears.
Uh-huh.
I love Elliot Ramos. Doesn't strike fear into the opposing pitching. I love Matt Chapman. I love Willie Adames, Jung Hoon Lee. They're fun players. They don't strike fear into opposing pitchers. I feel like there should be at least one player on any given roster that strikes fear into opposing pitching. Like, even a bad team. I don't know. Let's take the A's up the street, right, at Sacramento. Brent Rooker, I know, strikes some fear into some pitchers because he could hit a tank on any given against anyone, the best of the best. He could do that. Not saying he's a household name, but that's a guy like the Giants and Elliot Ramos. He's nice. He had a big home run yesterday. Don't know if he's striking fear is what I'm saying. But again,
I do think he's a really good player.
Really good.
I like him a lot. And I like Ramos a lot.
Hell, he could be another All-Star again this year. We'll see how this whole thing shakes out. I know it's stacked and we'll see. We still got a couple months to go, till the All-Star voting, but that's what they need right now. And I don't, is Marco Luciano going to be that guy, Joe? I don't think so.
No.
It'd be great. That'd be awesome story if he comes up and he's all of a sudden looking great, but he's not hitting that great in the minors right now. Well, like, is Bryce Eldridge going to be that guy? From all accounts, I don't think they want to bring him up this soon. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right?
It's too much pressure for the kid.
That's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And
so that's why I'm saying I don't think there's a fix within this current roster or organization right now in the minors that could just come in there, whether it's firing, a promotion, whatever. It comes down to the guys you paid. Can Matt Chapman be consistent at the plate?
I'm
can
here Willie for Adames this
be at the plate? Can you just be consistent for me?
Well, I feel like Adames, again, since the double plays the other day, I think it was Sunday or Monday, he has been better. Yeah, the last couple of games have been better, and he needs a spark here, right? Obviously, he needs a spark. Matt Chapman had a spark yesterday, but I need like a week or two from both of those guys of sustainability.
Yeah.
And I needed to kind of come in some wins, right? I needed to come in some victories because there's something to be said for you have a great day, but the team falls just a little short.
Mm.
It feels a hell of a lot better when you succeed and the team succeeds. And then you're coming into the ballpark the next day and everyone's feeling good. And then, you know, your point about just like the offense in general. They have a lot of guys. This is the way I would describe it. We just celebrated Val Kilmer, I think the third year that he passed away, right?
No, he just passed away.
This past year.
Yes.
He was a great supporting actor in a variety of movies.
He was.
When he was the headliner in a movie, it wasn't necessarily that he wasn't a good actor. It's that he's better in those supporting role spots. Think about it. De Niro and Pacino and Heat. Val Kilmer kind of stole the show as the supporting cast guy, even though that the marquee was Pacino and De Niro.
Yeah.
I feel like this team has
Tombstone.
Tombstone. This team has a bunch of supporting actor movie stars, if you will, that aren't headlining Tom Cruise style movie stars, De Niro movie stars. They need one of those types of guys. And then I think all of these supporting guys look so much better alongside of him. And I think a lot of teams have a lot of guys like this. Like Aaron Judge is obviously a headliner. But that lineup is built with a lot of supporting guys that look a hell of a lot better when you got Aaron Judge in the lineup.
I was watching Ocean's 11 yesterday. It's one of those movies where you just, it's on Netflix or it's on whatever streams. You know what? That's perfect background. I can just chill, relax. It's one great of the all-timers. Great cast in there.
Great cast.
But you need a Danny Ocean, right? You need a George Clooney at the top with a Brad Pitt. Like, that's what you need, right?
Absolutely.
But, excuse me. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, Joe, speaking of supporting cast and, you know, taking on the big boys, the beef, so the Giants are taking on or just took on the best in baseball right now. Well, the Valkyries are taking on the best in WNBA right now. That's the defending champs, New York Liberty. So they stayed in New York. I didn't know this happened. They stayed in New York, so they played the Liberty a couple days ago. Now they're playing them today again, 4 o'clock local time. It's obviously 7 o'clock over in New York, and you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call. So be locked into
defending
all
defending champs, undefeated thus far.
Breonna Stewart balling. Yeah, hey, be great upset. Yeah. And they do it. I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's another team playing in New York tonight as well. The New York Knicks, Joe, can they stave off elimination against the Indiana Pacers? That game's going to be at 5 o'clock local as the Pacers look to close out that series. As the Oklahoma City Thunder have advanced to the NBA Finals, taking out the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll touch on that game at some point today. We'll put a bow on this Giants talk. And I do want to, you know, talk about and compare and contrast kind of where the Giants and the Warriors are at some point today. Because I do think the Giants, I think we could all agree the Giants need to make a big move. I don't know if we're all in agreement that the Warriors necessarily need to make a massive change. So we'll get into that as well. That's going to come up on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're for good. That was embarrassing from what I saw from a lot of the starters yesterday. Jaden McDaniels, 2 for 13, 5 points. Anthony Edwards, just his three-point shot was non-existent throughout most of the playoffs, it felt like. 1 of 7 for him, 19 points. Julius Randle, too little, too late, 24 there. But the story is obviously it's the MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander drops 34. Chet Holmgren drops 22. Jalen Williams drops 19. If those guys are going to contribute into double figures, into the 20s, into the 30s, they're going to win the whole damn thing. It's as simple as that. And you know what? You know what? Credit to Oklahoma City. I was skeptical at times because I needed to see it from a young team first. I'm always going to be skeptical with the young upstart teams. I just am.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just like the Nuggets a couple years ago shut me up, I think the Thunder are on their way for shutting up a lot of people, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be one of them. Guy's incredible, and you just tip your cap. This is their second ever, for Oklahoma City anyways. I know the franchise, the Supersonics goes back, but for Oklahoma City, this is their second ever finals appearance. Obviously, that first one being back with the Beard, KD, Russ, when they lost to the Miami Heat.
It really is remarkable, like, how Paul George is linked
to
the Pacers, right? And OKC, and how much is linked to the whole thing. It's just, it's remarkable. Like, I heard last night, somebody, it was on one of the broadcasts, he was like, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is older than Luka Doncic. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
He's been around a while.
And then I looked it up, and he was.
26. He's going to be 27 in July.
You know, look, Oklahoma City's very good. I just would pause, everyone, because, like, I've seen a lot of people taking these victory laps. I call them the Ryan Russillos of the world, right? These, I'm an NBA League Pass guy.
I like Russillo, though. From the Ringer, I like.
Got to be on that League Pass life.
I like Russillo. I think he's
funny.
I think he's funny.
I think that guy needs to go out and touch oxygen and put his feet on some grass.
Okay, I think he does. Well, he does. Definitely works out. He's at the gym a lot, so shout out Russillo. Continue.
I don't think he has a life. I think he's absolutely very bizarre. He does know his basketball. I don't deny that, but the guy needs a well-rounded
life. You have to be a little bizarre to do what we do, though, a little bit. Like, to have a podcast, like a basketball podcast, you kind of got to be a little weird. Like, you do. I'm sorry. To be a sports nut, basketball, football,
to be
baseball,
us, you have to be weird. That's basically what you're saying.
To.
No, and I agree with that.
Yes. Continue, Joe.
He's weird on the weird scale, period. Jesus. But I see a lot of, like, it's OKC for the next 5 years, right? And I just, I know that's being a little aggressive, but let me just, I want to lay this out.
Wasn't it Boston the next 5 years? Then what happened?
You're taking my
whole
part.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
Denver, too.
Denver.
No, it's not just that. When the Lakers won it all in 2020, it was like, oh, well, maybe the Lakers could reel off two of the next four or three or whatever. Like, let's call it what it is. There's Anthony Davis and LeBron James together. And then Milwaukee won. And we were like, ooh, it might be Giannis's world for the next year or two or three. And the Lakers haven't been back. The Bucks haven't been back. Well, the Warriors, it felt more, I think for a lot of people around the country, it felt more like, oh, it's the bonus title. Wow, they got one at the end of the... No, I'm just being fair.
Well, that's what Nick said, Fridell, our honest NBA
insider. They got one at the end of the run. Maybe Warrior fans felt like, oh, we could peel off another one. I certainly felt that way.
Sure.
2023, Denver wins it all. Well, they're set up for the next however many years. Boston wins it last year. Well, they're set up for the next how many years?
Right.
Right? Things happen. Winning is difficult. And the other element that no one is willing to truly comprehend or break down is the CBA and how it's going to have ramifications when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is essentially going to be making $1 million a game at some point in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have some decisions. Now, do they have a ton of picks?
They do.
And a variety of players? Of course they do. Of course they do. I would just caution everyone, this league is a grind. The regular season, when Chet Holmgren hurt his hip against the Warriors, I felt like I scratched them off. The year is so long. Think of how many things have happened since that injury in the league, okay? Kyrie went down. Anthony Davis got traded. Luka got traded. You know, Jason Tatum went out for the year. Curry got hurt. I mean, it felt like four NBA seasons have happened since the Chet Holmgren injury earlier this year where he missed almost 3 months.
That feels like 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are set up. They've got a beautiful present and a very bright future. I'm not denying that. They have to go out and win it. We're kind of sleeping on whoever the Knicks Pacers are. I think we've pretty much denied the Pacers every single turn. I would just caution everyone, the CBA is very intricate and difficult, and who you pay and who you don't, it does matter. And just the grind of getting through these regular seasons and these playoffs, it's a war of attrition.
Dynasties are dead. In basketball, anyways, dynasties are officially dead. It's over. We're going to watch the Oklahoma City this year or the Pacers this year, because I don't think the Knicks have the firepower to get back into that series. And then it's going to be, hey, can Oklahoma City Thunder do it again? Sure, it's going to be Oklahoma City versus the field, and I'll probably bet towards the field because you know what? Someone's going to make a big move this offseason, whether it's the Houston Rockets, whether it's the Dallas Mavericks are going to draft Cooper Flagg, maybe they have something else up their sleeve, whether it's the Spurs, maybe they get Giannis, maybe it's another Eastern Conference team that does something crazy.
Who knows?
I'm watching a league now shift for the first time in my life in a direction where it's uncharted territory. I'm used to the Bulls when I was a kid. That was the end of the Bulls run with Michael Jordan. And then it was the Lakers and the Spurs. And you had the Heat for a little bit. And you had the Warriors. The Cavs were in there.
The Cavs were definitely, though not a dynasty,
but they were
a fixture.
Well, they were representing the East every single time. So I give them that credit.
Yes, I agree.
And then it was what we're in now, which is uncharted territory for a lot of people in my generation. Hell, in your generation too, Joe, because the NBA, it's been dynasties, whether it's the Celtics,
Rockets, Detroit,
the Rockets,
Boston,
Detroit,
Lakers,
everything.
It's been like seven or eight teams going through about a 5 to 10 year run.
And now we're having teams that are not synonymous with championships for most of my life. The Denver Nuggets of the world, the Milwaukee Bucks of the world. Now the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Indiana Pacers. It's going to be the first NBA Finals win in either of those cities ever. So it's definitely uncharted territory. And I guess the conversation I would like to have, if dynasties truly are dead, and that's what I'm saying, is that a good thing for this league? I'm not so sure. I know that's what a lot of us wanted. That's clearly what Adam Silver and the league wanted to do.
Did you want dynasties to die?
I didn't. But I think a lot of people said, I want parity. We like to say we like parity. I want to see the plucky underdogs. I'm tired of seeing Tom Brady and
baseball
the Patriots.
Baseball has parity.
Baseball does have parity.
I think actually the parity has kind of watered down the sport. Like when you have Rangers, Diamondbacks, that's cool to say out loud, but no one was tapped in. You know what we were tapped into? Dodgers, Yankees last year.
What was cooler, Rangers, Diamondbacks or Yankees, Diamondbacks in the early 2000s?
It was watching the Diamondbacks go after the Yankees and how prolific they were. And I rooted against the Yankees at that point.
Everyone was rooting for the Diamondbacks if that wasn't a Yankees fan.
Because it
was
like I did against the Patriots.
Exactly. And that went to Game 7. And it was Mario and Rivera. Oh, my God. Yep. And the walk-off. All of that baked into it.
I like to either root for or root really hard against.
And that's what dynasties are perfect for.
Exactly. Like the Chiefs right now. Yep. Okay. I think that they're a dynasty. I think most people would agree with me, but maybe there are some that say, well, they've only won
three. No, they're a dynasty. They've won three Super Bowls in the span of the last, 5 years?
Yeah. I'm sick of them, but simultaneously, I will hate watch them because I want to see them go down.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And there's the Taylor Swift factor, the Travis Kelce.
Absolutely.
That adds to the level of the hatred.
Andy Reid is great.
Andy Reid.
He's awesome, but I despise them.
Exactly.
I despise Mahomes.
Yep.
But he's awesome, and I feel like I'm missing out on history if I don't watch him.
Exactly.
So I do believe there's an element of the NBA, as I watch it from a whole, like, I from the purity standpoint of watching the game, no one's going to deny that Oklahoma City is freaking, they defend so well.
I think it's been elite basketball to watch with Oklahoma City and the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers are
fun. I will give
them
credit.
Watch.
They're a very fun watch. When we say it's not going to do well potentially ratings-wise because of the markets, Indiana, Oklahoma City. That's not to say that I don't think it'll be a good series. Like, it could be a great series, the NBA Finals between those two teams, if Indiana does indeed advance over the Knicks. But I question whether that's going to be a sustainable model for the league going forward. Like, we had Nick Friedell on yesterday, and if we can get Nick Friedell on the board. Oh, he is on the board right here. Like, there is something to be said about Adam Silver in the league wanting, you know, the Warriors, I'm sure, the Lakers, I'm sure. Like, what we were talking about before the playoffs is what would the league love? Oh, well, they would love a Lakers-Warriors matchup at some point. That's what they would love, right? But we didn't get that. They both got bounced before the conference finals. Okay, well, we're not going to get them. The Knicks, oh, God, the Knicks. Well, the Celtics are knocked out. Oh, but we got the huge mark in the Knicks. We would love a Knicks team. Well, they blew their opportunity in game one. We all kind of saw it on the
road. No question.
They blew that. All right, well, okay. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder, yeah, they're the number one seed, but we really don't talk about that much in the media. The Pacers, okay. Oh, but Ant-Man, that guy's box office. People love and gravitate towards him. Not a big market, Minnesota, okay. But Anthony Edwards, oh, well, they're gone. So you got no choice now if you're the league to try to go all in on this. I just, we're talking about the whole dynasty and the dead dynasties and all of that. And I keep going back to
the league telling us what they wanted with the parity, and that was getting rid of super teams. With the luxury tax, with all of that.
I think super teams were way more fun.
Now, I love
them. It doesn't mean that it's going to work, but I think there's intrigue. Like, for example, when Kawhi and Paul George paired up together.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.